studies show that Orange County has some of the most jam-packed freeways in the country. And now the county is looking at ways to ease traffic congestion and all the headaches that go with it. The Orange County Transportation Authority Board of Directors met yesterday to discuss the possibility of creating more toll lanes there. Joining us now live from Washington is Adrian Moore, Vice President of the Reason Foundation. That's a think tank that's actually studying the idea. Adrian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Is the answer to the problem a new toll road or several new toll roads?
Well, it's certainly part of the answer, a big part of the answer. And it's not new toll roads in the sense of the Foothill Toll Road and the toll roads that we have in the southern part of Orange County. It's more like the 91 express lanes between Orange County and Riverside. It's adding to the existing freeways with lanes that you can either use for free if you're a carpool, or pay a toll if you're not a carpool, and that the buses can use for free.
And that actually relieves congestion on the freeways where you do have single drivers?
Yes. The reason we have congestion is more and more people are traveling, and we have basically the same amount of freeway that we've had for the last 10 years in Orange County. And we need to add more capacity because even though Orange County's really expanded its transit system over the last 15 years, it's still carrying about the same share of people as it did before we expanded it. So it hasn't taken very many people off the road. Most people still drive, like 90% of people still travel by car. So we've got to build out that capacity to deal with growth. And if we do it with these managed lanes, these lanes where you can pay a toll or carpool, you get a lot more people can travel on that lane per hour than on the regular lanes. And because some people shift either to carpools or pay those tolls, it frees up some capacity in the existing lanes as well. The big thing is people get a choice. You can, right now, your only choice is to drive in congestion. This way, you have a choice of driving in congestion, or you can pay the toll and avoid congestion some days when you're in a hurry. Or actually, the bus service will be much improved, because right now, the buses are stuck in the same traffic
sure.
as the cars are.
Well, Adrian, you know the argument here. Is it fair? Is it fair to the people who can't afford to pay the tolls? Should they be stuck in traffic while other people who can afford can zip right along?
Well, I mean, we're not talking about something that's mandatory. We're talking about providing a choice. And it's hard to imagine providing a choice in a way that's unfair. But moreover, we know from Orange County, the best data we have in the United States of America on who uses these kinds of lanes is from the 91 express lanes, where Caltech studied it for many, many years. And what they found is every income group in Orange County and Riverside County uses those lanes about proportionate to their percentage of the population. So it's not just the rich who use it, it's everybody who uses it, because sometimes it's worth $5 or $6 to anybody to get somewhere in a hurry. You got to pick up your kid from daycare, you got to get to a kid's soccer game, you got to get to work on time, whatever it may be. It's worth a little money, but almost nobody uses them every day, even the rich. The rich sometimes don't want to pay $6. They're not in a hurry.
Okay, $6. Is that the going rate on traveling? And does it go by distance, or is it each and every time you go into the lane?
There's different. No, it would be the way the 91 lanes work, and that's kind of the model now. Mm-hmm. There might be some variations, but you basically pay to use the lane. It doesn't really matter how much of the lane. It's only a 10-mile long stretch, so if you don't use the whole thing, you still pay the same fee. The fee changes during the day, so it's low during the wee hours or the middle of the day when things are not congested. It's high during the rush hour. And it's, you know, high, obviously, in the direction that the rush is going. So it peaks out at $10 or $12, and the low is like $1.25. So it varies by time of day. That's generally the model. Some managed lanes out there have just a fixed rate. There's different prices. So depending on, you know, ones on the 405 might not be priced as, say, ones on the 22, because it depends on the amount of traffic. You set the price at a level that keeps the lane free flowing, because the whole goal of these things is that you can get on there and you can go 55.
Are those the freeways we're talking about now, the 405, the 5, the 22? Are those the target freeways?
As the next sort of big one would be the 405. I mean, ultimately, the entire network in Orange County needs these lanes, but it's not easy to add lanes to every freeway. It's much easier. The 405 has the room. Mm-hmm. The 22 is pretty tight, but you might be able to add some capacity there. So the county has been looking at this, and I know that their number one priority right now is to get some more capacity on the 405. That's where the biggest problem is. And the 5 comes close after. But we've had a big expansion in the HOV lanes, as everyone knows. So a lot of this might be a combination of converting the HOV lanes, because they're already called pool lanes, and carpools can still go free on this, by adding the tolling option, and then maybe adding some more capacity as well, because the tolls create money, and the money lets you build more stuff.
And if you're driving the 57 or the 55 in Orange County, you might argue they need a little help as well. Very quickly, when do you see this? When do you see this coming to fruition?
Well, it takes, you know, building anything in California, especially big infrastructure projects, even if you're just adding in the middle of an existing freeway, takes quite a while. You've got to do the EIR and all of that stuff. I think the county would like to get started on the first project as soon as a year from now, but it would be 2 or 3 years before those lanes open, most likely.
All right, Adrian Moore, thank you for joining us from Washington tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you've heard of Occupy LA. Now there is a movement called Occupy Our Homes. The whole issue of fighting foreclosure, that's coming up next here on Nonstop News LA.